Coming up this Saturday, November 20th, a really exciting show at Cat's Cradle for a great cause. They do this every year. Cat's Cradle is hosting the annual Be Loud concert, raising funds for the Be Loud Sophie Foundation, which supports teen and young adult cancer patients at UNC hospitals. Catscradle.com for more information on the show. You can also get tickets and more info on the events page at the foundation's website, which is BeLoudSophie.org. Be Loud Sophie Foundation was founded by Nicholas and Lucy Steiner, and Nicholas Steiner joins us here in the studio right now, along with one of the many great performers who are going to be playing live on the Cradle stage this Saturday, John Howie Jr. of John Howie Jr. and the Rosewood Bluff. Nicholas, John, thank you both so much for being with us.
Great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And we're going to talk about the show, because we've done the Be Loud Festival a few years, and it's always a fantastic show. Actually, talked about this on the air before, but the best live show that I've seen in years and years was the Tan and Sober Gentleman at the Be Loud Festival the last time I had a chance to see it. This year is going to be amazing because it's going to be Pipe, it's going to be Snatches of Pink, Winfield opening, Presh, is that how you
Preach.
Pronounce it? Preach, not sure. Involving the Pressure Boys and some other folks all coming together, and John Howie Jr. and the Rosewood Bluff all coming together on Saturday to cover London Calling, which is the classic double album by The Clash. So first of all, tell us about the show and how it all came together, and why London Calling of all the albums to do.
We've got this great group of musicians and friends who plan these shows every year, and we were planning Be Loud 20 a year and a half ago, and we thought, wouldn't it be great? 40 years ago was London Calling's release, so let's do that. So we had that idea, and then of course it was postponed because of COVID. So we're still celebrating the 40th anniversary.
41 years ago, London Calling came out. It's great. Yeah. What speaks to you about that album, John?
You know, that first wave of British punk, I could talk about that for days, and I'm obviously not going to do that, but that meant so much to me in my early teens in Wake County. As a kind of outsider, as somebody who was not pro Reagan, who was not pro Jesse Helms, The Clash took a little bit longer for me to get into than, say, the Sex Pistols, Damned, you know, Buzzcocks, because The Clash were having hits. Mm-hmm. So the people that I went to school with, who I didn't particularly like, might have had a Clash record, right? But eventually, I did get a hold of that first record, the American version, that had Police and Thieves, Career Opportunities, Garageland, Jail Guitar Doors, and I just fell in love. And that was around the time that I started playing drums. And so London Calling, along with Nevermind the Bollocks and those other records, would have been one of the first records that I played along with. So it's great to have this kind of full circle, 40 years later or whatever.
And you'll be playing side three of the album,
with
right?
The Rosewood Bluff, and getting to play drums with Snatches of Pink, side four. So,
awesome.
The drumming is actually easier than trying to.
Don't tell any other drummer.
To sing, right? It's very difficult. He was a phenomenal. Topper Hedden was a phenomenal, phenomenal drummer on that stuff. But so yeah, it's great. Looking forward to it.
Tell us about the other bands that are coming together for this, Nick.
Oh, Preach is this all-star band. You're right. They members of the Pressure Boys and Ben Folds Five and others. The name, just by the way, it comes from a high school expression we had for sort of our sarcastic way of saying I appreciate that.
Preach.
It's like, Preach.
All right.
That's where that comes from.
I was always kind of hesitating to say, because is it Preach or is it Presh after the Pressure Boys? Like, I know what the origin is.
No,
yeah.
It's a sarcastic way of saying Preach.
Preach. Yeah, like it.
For messing up my car or whatever. It's just super exciting. I think what got us so excited is that when we first thought about this, we thought, well, we'll just go ask some bands if they want to play covers of London Calling. And some bands, you know, great bands, were like, yeah, we can learn those songs. And we're like, no, that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for people like John, who are like, this was such a fundamental album to us.
This is how I learned to play music in the first place.
This is how I learned. This is why I got into music. So the enthusiasm on the stage on Saturday night from these bands, I think, is going to be so charged.
And Winfield opening, too, right?
Which they're super great. Excited about that. Yep.
Yeah,
great local band.
Speaking with Nicholas Steiner and John Howie Jr., the Be Loud Festival, Be Loud Calling this time, is going to be this Saturday at Cat's Cradle, starting at 8 p.m. Doors open at 7:30. Catscradle.com for tickets and information. You can also get information on the events page at BeLoudSophie.org. And it's all to raise funds for a really important cause, the Be Loud Sophie Trophy Foundation. So, Nick, tell us about that.
Yeah, thanks so much. This is a foundation that my family started to help young adults facing cancer at UNC. And when we first started 6 years ago, we were really focusing on 13 to 18-year-olds. And then once we got more into it and the hospital staff realized, you know, there's even a bigger need from the older group. So we actually increased the age up to 39 because they're, you know, 25-year-old mothers with two kids who are struggling with cancer. They're soldiers from Fort Bragg. So the need is just tremendous, especially around COVID. When COVID hit, it became very difficult to provide the care that we've been used to providing. But the staff took some really innovative approaches with telemedicine, which wasn't ideal, but it did open access to some patients who otherwise just would not have been able to make it to Chapel Hill. And that's actually one silver lining from COVID is that telemedicine, they're going to keep using that as a way to help young people struggling with cancer.
Yeah. And I love the idea of the Be Loud Sophie Foundation, because so much of the energy focuses on care for people with cancer and treatment for people with cancer and helping the families and everything kind of navigate through the system. And very rarely do we think first about how do we help people who are going through this try to maintain a normal life. And that's such an important thing too.
Helping them maintain their sense of identity and dignity and independence is really important. But so is the research in the clinical side. And that's mm-hmm. been another huge part of the work that the team that we support at UNC is doing, which is cannot express how grateful we are to Lineberger and the UNC folks who have taken this effort so seriously and really have put this on the national front. And UNC now has the largest and most comprehensive adult young cancer center in the country. So that's incredible where we've come from. And it's really so much of it is due to people like you and John who've supported us over these years and made this such an incredible community effort.
Now the website is BeAllowedSophie.org, so go there and find out more about the Be Allowed Sophie Foundation. You can contribute and donate and help out any time of the year, but one of the best and most fun ways to do it is by heading to the Cradle this Saturday, November 20th, 8 p.m. start time for the Be Allowed Festival. Be Allowed concert, Be Allowed Calling this year as they're playing all four sides of the classic Clash album London Calling, all to raise funds for the Be Loud Sophie Foundation. John Howie Jr. here in the studio with the Rosewood Bluff, going to be playing side three of that album on Saturday. Preach playing side one, Pipe, a great 90s band, playing side two, Snatches of Pink with John on drums playing side four, Winfield opening. Those are all five amazing bands, so it's going to be more than worth checking out. But let's get a preview right now. You've got a guitar. What are you going to play?
I do. How's that sonically? Is that working
Sounds
for
good,
you?
Okay. Yeah. I leave it in your capable hands.
I want to do Death or Glory. Now, the song has a rude word in it, so I'm well aware of FCC regulations. So I'm going to change that rude word to play.
All right. Take it
now
away.
Now every cheap hood drives a bargain with the world, ends up making payments on a sofa or a girl. Love and hate tattooed across the knuckles of his hands. Hands that slap his poor kids around. They don't understand how death or glory become just another story. Death or glory become just another story. Rock and roll, touched by rock and roll, says gonna grab the mic and he'll die before his soul. But I believe in this, it's been tested by research. He who plays with nuns will later join the church. Death or glory become just another story. Death or glory become just another story. Every dingy neighborhood on every dingy street, every jagged hand clap over every dragon beat, just the beat of time, the beat that must go on. You've been trying for years, we've already heard your song. Death or glory become just another story. death or glory, become just another story. We're gonna fight a long time. We got to march a long way. We're gonna travel over mountains. We're gonna travel over the seas. We're gonna fight your brother. We're gonna fight till you lose. We got to raise trouble. We got to raise hell. We're gonna find brothers and raise hell. Death or glory, become just another story. Death or glory, become just another story.
We got there. We got there.
That's awesome.
We got there.
I'm grinning ear to ear. That was unbelievable.
It's the mark of a great cover song that you listen to it, and that's how the song should have been the whole time, right? That's so good.
It's
John Howie Jr.
Material.
Yeah, it really is. You know? John Howie Jr. playing side three of London Calling and joining in with Snatches of Pink to play drums on side four at the Be Loud Festival, Be Loud Calling this year at Cat's Cradle this Saturday. Doors open at 7:30. Show starts at 8. Nicholas Steiner, final word. Anything else that folks ought to know about the foundation or the show?
Two things. We got some amazing retro, to go with late 70s theme, retro baseball t-shirts that we're selling. But very importantly, for all those people who cannot make it for whatever reason, we are going to live stream it, actually. We
nice.
Just Great. Figured that out yesterday. So please, on Saturday, you can go to our BeLoudSophie.org website, and we'll make it very clear there how you can join this fun remotely at 8 o'clock. So please do that if you can't come to the cradle itself. Great.
BeLoudSophie.org for more information, including the live stream info. Also, CatsCradle.com for information about the cradle. 8 p.m. start time. Doors open at 7:30 on Saturday. It's for a great cause. It's going to be an amazing show with five great artists all on stage. Don't miss it. It's the Be Loud concert to raise funds for the Be Loud Sophie Foundation. Nicholas Steiner, John Howie Jr., thank you both so much for being
with
us.
What a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
And we'll be back with more after this.